This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, and it is hour two. I know that was the song we used to open hour one. Look, I'm in such a good mood. I feel like starting the show all over again. It's hour two of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday, a hump day. And we're about to talk about percentages because someone's a little down and out on the country because of something I've said. But we're going to talk about that. And we're going to talk about watermelon. And we're going to talk about the Rear Admiral Pete Buttigieg. And we're going to talk about Europe being invaded. And I've decided I'm going to start my own country. All that and so much more is still to come on the second hour. And maybe some of that will bleed over into the third hour of the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, because I forgot to say it at the opening of the first hour, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. You need to get your questions emailed in right now. Ask me anything. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We always have a good time there. Before we get to the Rear Admiral and before we get to percentages, I wanted to play this because this is Vice President J.D. Vance. I really, really like him. Really impressed by him so far. And this is going to go right with our percentages thing. Here's what he said.
I think that Europe, and frankly, I would have said this about America a year ago, but Europe is at risk, I think, of creating, of engaging in civilizational suicide. They are unable to or unwilling, too many countries, to control their borders. You see them starting to push back against that, and good. That's a good thing. You see them starting to limit the free speech of their own citizens, even as those citizens are protesting against things like the border invasion that got Donald Trump and a number of European leaders elected. So look, I want Europe to thrive. I want them to be an important ally. Part of that is going to be Europe respecting its own people, respecting its own sovereignty, and America can't do that job for them.
I like when the vice president talks like that boldly about other countries. And that led me to this one. Hey, Jesse, we can't save this nation if half the country wants to burn it down. I've said that several times before. No way we can convince them to think differently unless we get Obama, Biden, and Hillary to admit their scumbag treasonous actions. Without the threat of prosecution, that's not likely to happen. They'll continue to spread their lies. I keep hearing elections have consequences. Is that only one-sided? Okay, so he's talking about the prosecution, or lack thereof, of the Obamas, the Bidens, the Hillarys, which, look, it's not going to happen. And please stop emailing me telling me that, Jesse, we have to get Obama. Stop saying that. I've never said otherwise. I know Obama should burn for sending the CIA and FBI after Donald Trump. I know. I'm with you. I agree. But I also understand the country in which we live. I understand presidential immunity is going to stop us. Weak justices are going to stop us. The weak GOP is going to stop us. So let's set that aside for a moment. I do believe we can get a scalp, or I should say, I'm hopeful we can get a powerful scalp, and that will go a long way to putting some fear in these communists. That looks like John Brennan or James Comey, somebody going to prison. But let's talk percentages here. He said, as I've said, we can't save the country if half the country wants to burn it down. And that's true. It's just, you can't build as fast as they can destroy. You cannot. But how long, let me ask you something, honestly, no matter how old you are, you can either read about it or you've lived through it. How long did it take the United States of America to be infected to the point where people, powerful people, will publicly say things like this. This is the president of Sacramento State.
I would not say they're influenced by white people. They're influenced by whiteness.
What does that mean?
Whiteness is an ideology. It's a culture. It's a value system. And what we need to do is we need to eliminate that value system.
You want to eliminate whiteness?
Whiteness, not white people, whiteness.
But how do you eliminate whiteness without eliminating white people?
Yeah, you got it. That didn't happen overnight. At no point in my first 35 years on this planet, I'm 44, at no point in my life would a powerful person in a prestigious position say something like that publicly. I know there's always been some monster who's be willing to grab a megaphone on the street corner and shout something like that. I got all that. But now you hear that from elected leaders, presidents of universities, media figures. So we've reached a point now that we haven't ever been at before. But how long did it take us to get there? A very, very, very long time. I have used this example before, but I'm going to use this example again because it's the best one. It's the best way I can visualize it, and hopefully it helps you visualize it. If the United States of America, if our country is a gigantic tree, a big one, just picture one big tree in a field. Well, big leaves, big branches, big trunk on the tree, and big roots. Big trees have big roots. What happened was, decades and decades and decades and decades ago, the poison of communism, socialism, Marxism, whatever word you want to put on it, began to seep into the roots. Just the ends, just the dip. And then, through activism, through their involvement and our complacency, through our love of being nice, it started to work its way past the tip. Up the root. We kept being nice, kept being complacent. They kept being active. They kept showing up in primaries. More activism, more complacency from us. And it worked its way all the way up the roots, year after year after year, slowly creeping, working its way up the roots, up the trunk, out the branches. And now it's open because now it's in the leaves. And now we look at it in the leaves. We look at people in positions of power willing to say the most ugly, despicable things. And we say to ourselves, the tree cannot be saved. And maybe you're right. But if I can counter that, maybe it can be saved. It just can't be fast. And it can't be easy. Don't make the mistake of thinking this horrible place we're at right now, where half the country wants to burn it down. Don't make the mistake of thinking that happened overnight. Don't make the mistake of thinking that happened when Joe Biden got 4 years in office. I know he made it all worse. He accelerated it. I got that. Don't make the mistake of thinking it began with Barack Obama. And I know his 8 years really moved that poison up the tree, out the branches, and into the leaves. I know there have been accelerants that have pushed the poison up faster. I know that. I acknowledge that. But none of this happened all at once. It did not. Therefore, fixing it is going to take time. As Jewish producer Chris just reminded me, like I say, saving a country is a process, not an event. A process. And we hate that. Just like losing weight. I'm fat. I want to lose weight tomorrow. It doesn't work that way. You didn't get fat yesterday, and you won't get skinny tomorrow. Years of decision making. Years of it has brought you to the point of being fat. It's going to take time to lose it. Years of our negligence and their activism has brought us to where we are. It will take years to get us back. And so let's talk about what that looks like. And like I said, percentages. Next.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
I can't help it. I'm in a great mood tonight, and we are going to talk about percentages here really quickly, and then we have to discuss my new country and watermelon, and then we'll get back to the Rear Admiral and some emails and other things. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. You history freaks, I did kamikazes just like you requested. I did the kamikaze history Monday and Tuesday. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, it's all free, and it's all kid-friendly as per usual, all right? And yes, Ask Dr. Jesse is tomorrow, so email your questions into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So I know we have some really evil people in positions of power in this country. I realize that, for sure. But remember, we've been fighting a 50-50 battle for a very long time. If you go back and look at the history of presidential elections, ones we lost, ones we won, it's always 51-49, 52-50. It's always, well, wait a minute, 52-50 wouldn't make sense because that's more than 100. That must have been the Joe Biden election. Quit. But you understand what I mean. It's always a percentage or two. Always has been. We can work on that. And we are working on that. I don't know if this will make you feel good, but I think it'll help make my point. Here's a headline from the Daily Caller. Blue states to try to stop the Trump administration from investigating food stamp fraud. All right, the details of this don't matter. You get it. The blue states, the New Yorks of the world, they don't want the Trump administration to look into fraud with food stamps. Why? Because they're cheating. Because in order to get to that 51 to 49% mark, whether we win that or lose that, in order to get to that mark, Democrats have had to lie, cheat, steal, and break the law. They have had to, with the aid of the American media, they have had to use every dirty trick in the book to try to figure out how to use your money, taxpayer money, to pay for their cause, to pay for their revolution. And you and me, we've paid for their revolution for a long time. Obviously, that sounds bad, but hear me out here. Think about this. With all of academia in their pocket, all of the media, the major American media, in their pocket, with your money in their pocket, 50%. With everything working for them in no institution, none, zero institutions in this country now are on your side. With every institution working for them, the Treasury working for them, the media working for them, 50%, 49, 51. What happens if Republicans start taking this seriously and Trump 2.0 is taking this seriously? What happens if Republicans start taking this seriously and start defunding Democrats by taking taxpayer money away from them? That percentage starts to get 51-49 permanently in our favor. Maybe 52-48. Maybe 53-47. I've reached the end of my math skills, so I'm going to stop there. You understand what I'm saying. If we can take away the public treasury from the hands of American Democrats, it will take time. It will. If we can take the public treasury away from them and, I can't dismiss this, continue to deport people, we are slowly but surely attacking the very foundations that hold the Democrat Party up, and they will eventually be the 70-30 party on the 30% side of it. And we're doing it. It's happening everywhere. Why do you think these people, why do you think Democrats will go on camera and say the most deranged things? This is Betsy Coffey.
The way it is written is.
Betsy Coffey, a name stupid anyway.
The way it is written is applying to all levels of law enforcement. They're operating in the state of Michigan, the sovereign state of Michigan. And the bottom line is that the people of Michigan, we do not want or need secret police masked unidentified people snatching our neighbors off the street, period.
Secret police snatching our neighbors off the street. She's talking about ICE agents who are arresting and deporting illegals. Why would she take such an unpopular position? Why would she take that publicly? Why are Democrats willing to take unpopular positions on deporting illegals publicly to the point? Remember that one Senator Van Hollen? We deported a human trafficker to El Salvador. He was so upset about it, he flew down there for a photo op and had a margarita with him. One of the worst PR moves I've ever seen in my life. Why would you do that? They have to have them. They have to have your money. They have to have illegals. They have to have them. If we are starting to take that away from them, we're going to win. Now, let's talk really quickly about something more serious. This is from Fox News. The watermelon diet has gone viral, and here's what experts say about this weight loss trend. I don't want to speak to the weight loss that may or may not come from watermelon, but can we be honest that watermelon's a disappointment? Chris, I'm not wrong. Listen. I will not be painted as a watermelon hater. What, Chris? Chris said you put a little salt or tajin on it. Chris, you could put salt and tajin on Joy Behar's insole, and it would be delicious. That is not what, is that too far? It was too far. You know what? We'll continue this in a second. I actually think I need a moment myself. Do we have a trash can in here? Before we get to that, I want to talk to you about Hillsdale College. That seems better. I bet they have trash cans at Hillsdale. I bet they're phenomenal. But you're never going to see them because you're not smart enough to get in. Neither am I. The good news is people like you and me, we don't have to be smart enough to get in. Hillsdale teaches us for free. For free. And honestly, in all seriousness, I love that I can do this with my sons, with my wife. They have more than 40 free online courses they've made available to listeners of this show. They're not boring. You learn from people who love the country and they're passionate about things like the Constitution. Do you want to learn about capitalism? But let's set history stuff aside. You know that's what I nerd out. They have an understanding capitalism course. If you have a child, I would say 10 and up, they need to listen to that course. You can do it on your phone. Do it in the car. It's not like you have to watch it. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Go, enroll, no cost to you. We'll continue with Watermelon and the Rear Admiral next.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get back to before we get to the Rear Admiral, I guess as soon as I thought of him, I thought about back. But before we get to what, Chris? It's fine. Before we get to the Rear Admiral and back to the emails, I just wanted to finish up this super important topic we were talking about before we went into the break. Watermelon. I love a good watermelon as much as anybody. I understand. In the summertime, you're packing up the family to go down to a pool for the day, or maybe you're heading down to the beach for the day. Throw some watermelon in the cooler. Tough to beat. Nice, cool piece of watermelon. I understand. Can we just be frank? It's just you and me. Can we be honest? It's disappointing 90% of the time. Yes, it is, Chris. And don't say put salt and tajin on it. That's like people who say, I wrap my meatloaf in bacon, so it's good. Anything is good with salt and tahini. What? What? Chris said, are you going seedless? Sometimes. Sometimes not. No. No. Don't accuse me of only being a seedless person. I eat watermelon in its purest form all the time, too. Sitting there spitting seeds out. I can practically do it right here. I know how to eat watermelon with seeds, without seeds. I'm an ambi watermeloner. And I'm telling you, if you're being honest, it's not good most of the time. It's mushy. It's mushy most of the time, or it doesn't have the same amount of flavor you want. You know, I'm right. You know what? How often does a blueberry disappoint you? Never. Hardly ever. You might get a mushy one here or there. Then you just feed it to the dog when the wife isn't looking, and then you have another one. Watermelon, it disappoints. You want it to be good because every now and then you'll have a bite that is, I know, watermelon at its best is tough to beat. I acknowledge that all the way. But I guess I'm more, see, Chris, because he lacks maturity, Chris is more of a flash in the pan guy. If we have to, what sports season is it right now? Baseball. Chris likes the guy who will go out and he'll strike out 10 games in a row without a single hit. But on game 11, he'll have 3 home runs, and Chris will say that guy's one of the great baseball players. Me? No. I needed to go 1-for-4, 2-for-4 every night. I, because I am so much wiser and more handsome and mature, I recognize that consistency is good. Watermelon doesn't have it. It's actually, you know what, Chris? I take it back. It's perfect for you. It's just not for me. What? I'm being nice. I've decided it's a perfect fruit for you. I want you to have it. You can have all of it. I'll give you mine, Chris. I'll give you mine. Now, Buttigieg is running for president. You're going to hear me bring him up several times. Not because I like to talk about the Rear Admiral, but because, if we're being honest, if we have to have a serious moment after the watermelon thing, he scares me a great deal. No, it's not because of that. Chris, don't make that motion with your wrist. It's not because of that. I'm not standing in front of him. Stop. It's not because of that. It's, you know how sometimes you just get a dark vibe about people? And for dudes, this is less common because women are more intuitive than men. It's one of the gifts God gave them that he did not give us as well. My wife can sniff out a scumbag long before I can. Corey, yours too, long before I can. And by the way, every time she's ever done this, if it's someone I'm working with or something like that, I argue, Chris is too, I argue with her initially too, like it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Oh, I feel like he's a bad guy. Oh, what are you talking about? You just met him. He's a great dude. He made me laugh. But you know what? 6 months later, wow, I really should have listened to you. That was really a bad guy. Women are just more intuitive. So women will nod their heads more at what I just said than men will. But even dudes have had a feeling that there's a darkness in some people. There's a darkness in some people. I have seen it in Buttigieg multiple times when he speaks in a public setting. Some Democrats, like, you know what? Chuck Schumer is actually a great example. Chuck Schumer is the ultimate lizard person. Chuck Schumer doesn't believe in anything. He knows he has to signal to the rabid street animals and talk like Che Guevara. I understand all that, but Chuck Schumer doesn't believe in any of that. If tomorrow, if New York State turned blood red, if New York State turned into a Republican state, Chuck Schumer would be over there at the microphone to the right of me. Doesn't believe in anything. A complete lizard person. Some Democrats. Some. They're like that. They're just playing a role. They're just playing a part. They know they have to tell the street animals they'll burn down America. Not Pete Buttigieg. His father Remember, his father is a communist, a Marxist professor. I believe he's open about that, but it's a well-known fact. His father is a Marxist professor. Now, let me ask you, if you had a father worth anything, and maybe you didn't. If you didn't, I'm sorry. But did your father's worldview have a deep effect on your life and your worldview? That's pretty universal. Dads will do that to you. Pete Buttigieg was raised in a home. His father, I was right about that. His father's a Marxist professor. I thought so. Chris looked it up. He was raised in a home. Imagine the conversations you had with your dad around the table. When you're out riding in the car, when you're at the beach, on the way to work, coming home from school, the conversations you had with your father about life and girls or America or boys or work or anything. Now imagine the conversations from the earliest age Pete Buttigieg had with his father. I have seen it. I can't even put it into words. It's driving me crazy. I can't put it into words what I've seen in anger. There's something inside of him. Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute, Chris. But there's something inside of him that is genuine. That's part of what made Obama so dangerous and so damaging to this country. Obama is not Chuck Schumer. He wasn't playing a role, just playing a role for the animals. Barack Obama, again, because of his upbringing and the people who nurtured him, who mentored him, Frank Marshall Davis, Reverend Wright, all these types, Barack Obama's hatred for America was genuine. His wife, maybe even more so. It's genuine. It's not a put-on. Pete Buttigieg is genuine. A genuine disdain for this country. And probably more than just the country, a real, real hate on for Christianity. You've seen it. Chris knows what I'm talking about. I've seen it multiple times. It'll flash across his face and he'll say something briefly and then he'll cover it back up. But there is a darkness inside of that guy. And I'm not just talking about his time in college. There's a darkness inside of that guy that the thought of him taking power. And maybe you're thinking he can't. And maybe he can't because, like Chris said, he's not going to get the black vote. It's just the black community is not going to vote for a gay dude. That's not what they do. That's why he struggles with the black community in every Democrat primary. So maybe he can't. Maybe he can't drink enough 40s out of a black paper bag like he did before. It's still one of the funniest political things I've ever seen in my life. Maybe he can't do that. But the thought of that guy taking the reins as president worries me. It worries me a great deal. And he's taking this very seriously. And he's going to try to get that office. I'm not hopeful. Well, I'm hopeful he won't be there. But I've been shocked before. Now, he's been shocked before, probably. Stop. Everyone grow up. Let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. Let's talk about something good. Because Chris and Corey are immature. Both of you are immature and you need to straighten up. Let's talk about Tunnel to Towers and taking care of widows and orphans. In the ultimate transition to something very serious, of course, we just lost another cop. Famous. New York City. A wife. Two kids. Got a knock on the door that every cop's wife dreads. He's never coming home again. How do you even begin to put the pieces together after that? I don't know. And Tunnel to Towers, I don't want to act like they're bringing people back, right? They can't. They don't do that. But they have been coming alongside these fallen first responder families for a long, long time. Remember Jonathan Diller, another NYPD cop, ambushed by an animal, wife, kid? Tunnel to Towers stepped in and paid off their mortgage. Hey, we can't bring them back, but we love you and we're here for you. All Tunnel to Towers has ever asked for is $11 a month. Go, by the way, go look them up. Go look up their charity rating. I don't want you to take my word for it. Go look up what they do with your $11 a month. Widows and orphans is where it goes. T2T.org. T2T.org. Org. Emails next.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday, because I won't be here Friday this week. You need to get your questions emailed in right now to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Let's churn through a couple of these questions. Oracle, we all know your position on food. If you had to do a competitive eating competition, which food could you Kamala down better than anybody? Most listeners would say Cheddar Bay biscuits or breakfast tacos. I say there is a dark horse, maybe something your mom or wife makes. All right, so there are a couple candidates here. The first, you mentioned the wife. You know what a cream pie is? An oatmeal cream pie from Little Debbie. You've seen oatmeal cream pies. Please tell me. They even sell double-decker ones now in the gas station. Oh, Chris, they're intense. Are they? I don't think they're kosher, buddy. They might be. They are? Well, I can't keep track of all the rules. Anyway, oatmeal cream pies are one of the great Little Debbie snacks ever. Ob, I've told you this before, Ob makes homemade ones from scratch. I'm talking the frosting in the middle, the cookies, the everything. They are. Didn't I bring some for you two idiots one time? I think I did. I'll do that next time she makes them. They are so good. We will, you know, we always have these neighborhood get-togethers where everybody brings a dish. She shows up with these. People will finish them before anyone touches an entree. Everybody swarms on them. I don't have the stomach I used to have. I used to be able to take down 2 footlongs from Subway. You realize that? I used to be able to take down 2-foot-long cheesesteaks from Subway. I look like Pete Buttigieg just hammering them. I can't do that anymore. I swear I could eat 10 of these oatmeal cream pies. Maybe that's too much. Maybe it's too much sugar. What, Chris? What? See, Chris said, isn't it too sweet? They're sweet. Don't get me wrong. But it's not like ice cream. I'm embarrassed to say what I'm about to say. I don't even want to. I feel a little dirty. You know, I can't really finish milkshakes anymore. I love a milkshake. I'll order a milkshake. Yeah, exactly. It's too much. It gets to be too sweet. It's too much. I can't do it. I'll get halfway through and I'll be, you know what? I've had my fill. They're sweet, just the right amount. I think there's even a little salt of some kind in there. I don't want to ask a recipe. It's just, they're really, really good. But I really think I could do damage in a chicken wing competition. I do. You mentioned Cheddar Bay biscuits, and of course, those are probably the most delicious delicacy in America. Red Lobster's Cheddar Bays. But they're also a bit of a gut bomb. Even when I go to Red Lobby with the boys, it's 2 or 3. I have to hold myself back before the meal comes because I want to be able to eat my Cajun shrimp pasta and whatnot. I can eat a lot of chicken wings. And I don't have, like I said, I don't have the stomach I used to have. I would be interested to see how many wings I could take down in a wing competition. And I've told you before about this place, and I hate myself that I can't give them publicity because I don't remember the name, which honestly, I feel terrible. Outside of Knoxville, Tennessee, when Ob and I, when I was out of work and we were driving across the country trying to find work in whatever states we wanted to live in, Tennessee being one of the big ones because I love it so much, we stopped at this barbecue joint outside of Knoxville. And there was a line, you could see it from the highway, the barbecue joint. If someone knows what this is, please email and let me know. I want to give them pub. It was a decent-sized barbecue joint, meaning the building was a good size, and it was off the highway. Because we found it, we drove by it, and there was a line. The parking lot was full. Lines don't lie. Parking lot was full. There was a line. We were starving. Our kids were really young. Hey, let's pull in and get something. They had wings in there that were, I forget the order, smoked and baked and fried. smoked and baked and fried. Oh my gosh. They were so good. And they had the homemade dressings. We didn't have enough money to order extra back then. So I just got one order, but I think it was 10 to an order. I could easily have done 20 without hesitation, maybe more. Why are you making that face, Chris? What are you making that face for? What do you mean it's not that much? Who do you think you are? I'll eat more wings than you can eat. Yes, I will. I'll eat. Plus, remember my technique. I've got the tongue punch technique with the flats, where you bite off one side. I only need one hand. I've seen you do it before. You need two hands, like an amateur. One hand, I pick it up, boom, bite off one side, flip it over, boom, bite off the other side, put it up to your mouth, tongue punch that center meat out the other side, flip, bite, wing is clean, one-handed. What it does is it frees up another hand to grab your garlic bread, which is the ultimate wing side, or fries, or take a drink of something without getting wing sauce all over it. Why are you ignoring all this when you could be learning from me? What an honor you have to learn from a master, and you just ignore everything. Kids these days. I bet you don't even have Pure Talk. Well, never mind. I know you have Pure Talk because you save money. Look, the easiest sell to get Jewish producer Chris to switch to Pure Talk was just the money savings. I mean, he's fine with the veteran CEO stuff and the fact that they don't give to Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. He's fine with the only way to really close him was money. And it is nice to save a bunch of money. I was a sticker shocked in a good way. We had T-Mobile. We had four lines. You know, I got four people in my house. We switched from T-Mobile and my bill got cut completely in half when we switched to Pure Talk. And you know I don't do technology, so I was a little nervous. I don't want a new phone. I have my contacts in here. I don't want a new phone number. I'm such an important celebrity. People have my number already. When you switch to Pure Talk, you don't need a new phone. They'll give you one if you want one. All the newest stuff, they have it. You don't need a new number. You keep your number. They transfer all that for you. Plus, their CEO is a Vietnam veteran. You remember what they did for Independence Day? They were giving out American flags to vets. I love freaking Pure Talk, man. And hey, switch to save money. Dial pound. You can do this during the break. Dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month right now. Huge savings right now. Dial pound 250, say Jesse Kelly. We have another hour. Let's talk about the announcement Dome made today.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.